on, the key he set up to now is that the a person who lives with a Yeshua, you're welcome to join us. Oh, he just said that. You're welcome to join us. A person who lives with an understanding that there's an eternal purpose to what we're going through here is in a much better position to withstand the sufferings of this worldly journey. Nothing in this world that's wasted, and there's nothing in this world that's not for our good. Ah, it doesn't seem like it. Yeah, if you only look at what's going on in this world, you're right, it doesn't seem like it. But if you understand that there's a... we're looking at life through a keyhole. There's a whole big room behind that door that you can't see. It shows you what's good. There's a wonderful kids book they've got. So this little guy going through a journey through a castle, he stops at the door and he looks through a keyhole and he sees something. You get the kid to tell you what he sees, right? And it looks like a terrible what's going on here. And then you flip over the page and you see into the room and you see, ah, now I understand. That's great, you know. And then it teaches kids to understand that we look at life through a keyhole. All right. Reish Nun Dalet. Va'ata Meshamra Bekirbi. This is the bracha we say every morning. Elokai Neshama Shenasata Bi. So what's going on? The neshama that I've got now, you, God, within me. And in the future, you're going to take it away from me, and then you're going to give it back to me in the future. Understand? You're going to take it away and give it back. I've got it now, you're going to take it away and you're going to give it back. So I need to leave it here. Ma'afshat here. Adam achayev ben libo is pnima. It's a dvorim alalu lo ilam lo yav yishis atzmai meducha. Person who lives internally with what we've set up to now, understanding that there's a purpose to everything he's going through, never ever feels himself meducha, sad, depressed. Meyush or metustakel, metusko. He never feels hopeless or abandoned. Share ye matzava yasheye, ruchnes begashmes hare sof sof huchai. Because no matter what his matzav is in ruchnes and in gashmes, but ended up alive. V'kachu yachshav, and therefore he thinks, afilu b'yachas la'atmi, ein li tam b'chayv. Even klapi mi, life really doesn't have that much that's worth living for right now. Hare HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzaricho tichay. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously needs me alive. Horaya, Yerayim. There's nothing in this world that Hashem doesn't need. Yeah? Every grain of sand, every leaf, and every tree, every seed in every apple is necessary. Otherwise Hashem wouldn't have created it. Yeah, he didn't know, like, I'm not sure how many people are coming for dinner, so we'll make a few extra to fill the fish balls. That's not how Hashem runs his world, yeah? He knows exactly how many people are coming to dinner, he knows how much they're going to eat, he knows exactly what's necessary. Nothing meyutar. So if I'm around, there must be that Hashem needs me to be around, otherwise he wouldn't have me around. So even though I don't really feel like carrying on, I don't really see it, but at least Hashem must know why I'm here. Hare hu ze asher hachziris nishmosi legufe hayom b'boker. We're all here this morning. No, so Hashem gave you back your neshama this morning. Why? Not everybody got their neshamas back.
So you're doing a good job, though. It's interesting.
My next door neighbor went to the mikvah on Friday and never ever came out. V'atam neshama b'kibi. He didn't neshama b'kibi. He didn't went to the mikvah and just didn't come out. That's it. So not everybody that... You understand? If you got your neshama back, it means Hashem gave your neshama back. And there's a reason for it. Who meshamra bekirbi? Im kaim bevare sheyesh matara. Hashem is meshamra bekirbi. How come your neshama is still in your goof? How come we here? Because Hashem is meshamra bekirbi. Hashem is guarding it there. That means Hashem wants your neshama to be in your goof. Im kaim bevare sheyesh matara. There is therefore a purpose. L'chay l'maros she'enu musugul v'sichli hadal. Even though right now I can't understand what the heck I'm alive for. I don't know what I'm doing down here. It makes no sense. This world has got me, you know, nimas already. Yeah, even if you're on such a terrible situation of Monolithlan of Yush, but there's still one thought that you haven't thought, and that is wait a second, if I'm here, it means Hashem arranging this. He must have a reason for me to be down there. V'kach patech yudi es yoyme omachris. And that's how Jew starts off his day. And he testifies, he announces, Elokai, in the singular, My God, my personal, you and me, yeah? Neshama shenasata bi, the neshama you gave me. Who's talking? Do you ever stop and ask yourself the question? We celebrate two things in the morning. We celebrate our bodies, because what's the bracha you say before the kind of shama? Asher yatzo, which is a celebration of the guf. And then we celebrate the neshama, the kind of shama shenasata bi. Who's talking? Who's saying thank you to Hashem for the neshama?
We are.
Who are you? You're the neshama?
The body.
So how can the neshama thank Hashem for giving him a neshama? Are you the body? So the body's thanking Hashem for the neshama. The last thing your body wants is a neshama drain his cup. The body wants to go to bed and sleep. The body is not thanking Hashem for the neshama. Because then who's thanking Hashem for the guf? The neshama saying Hashem Yashe Yotze, and the guf saying Elokai neshama. No. The goof doesn't want a neshama, and the neshama doesn't want a goof. You're right. I mean, your original answer was right. It's you. Who are you?
The boat.
You're that thing that happens when you put a neshama together with a goof. You get a thing called be, me. The mensch. It's basically what we call bechira. That thing called bechira. In the Ramchal Loshon, it's called ruach. That nefesh, that's the goof. There's neshama, that's the neshama. And there's a thing in the middle called ruach, which is where your bechira sits, and that's where we exist. It's you, the person. What are you drawn towards? You're drawn towards your neshama, you're drawn towards your guf. In the morning, we thank Hashem very much for giving me a guf, because without a guf, I can't do anything. And we thank Hashem for giving me a neshama, because the neshama is what's going to get me eventually where I've got to go. And I'm thanking Hashem for those two things. And that's how we start off the morning. Me, not my body. Me, the mensch, the person. He's saying, Elokai neshama shenasata, be. Tahirihi. Ata barasa, you created it, yesh miayim. Ata yitzarta, and you formed it and put it into something that can vata nafachta be, and you blew it into me. Vata neshamra bakirbi, and you're guarding it within me. Vakach hu choyshev. And this is what he thinks. Im nefchas bakirbi neshama tahirah. Hachatzuvi mitachas kisei hakavod. If I have within me, if I have attached to me a very pure neshama that's been quarried out, carved out, and created, mamash tachet kisei covered, but tamar shamar bekirbe, you guarding this very elevated creature inside of me, as I see, then it's a simon ki yesh lecha tachlis v'sibah lechai. Then there must be some reason and purpose why I'm alive. For afshu einim eivin zois, even if I don't understand this. Nevertheless, I know that in the future you're going to take this from me, and you're going to give it back to me. Klaima, what does klaima mean? It means you haven't understood anything I've said up to now, and I'm going to explain what I really mean. Klaima doesn't mean he has another way of saying the same thing. Klaima means you don't really know what I'm talking about, right? You should have a kasha and he has the terrors. Yaduani. I understand that the real life is not the short now life. The real life is after Tchias HaMeisim. For sure I understand that you're preparing me for the best possible life that I can have. But not yet, there. Therefore, Kolzman, that this neshama is in me, moide ani lefanecho. Bekol rega shata noisen li lichyos ani moide lecho. Every moment that you give me the opportunity to live, I thank you. I moide lecho. Beyoide ki ata, because I know ki ata. You reboin kol amasim adon kol neshamas. You, the master of all actions and the master of all neshamas. Ata verachata. Maybe matov avuri. You and only you know what's good for me. What do I nichai? Uleshem I nichai? Why am I living? And for what I'm living? Baruch ato Hashem hamachazi neshamos livgori meisim. The marois shel eis ata anich nechshav kapogam meis. Even right now I feel like death warmed up. It's not probably the best translation, but it gets the message across. I have no real reason to carry on living. Guy standing on the top of the ready to jump. Mikol Makom, this is what's going to get him down, the long way, the quick way. Yodei ani ki lo eilu hayim achayim anitzchim. I know that this is not eternal life. Elahim rak pruzdo v'hachona likras yom shekulu toiv. This is just a corridor and a preparation for the real life. Kashe yudi oime brocha zu b'kol yoyim b'kavona haroi. When the Jew says this brocha, b'kavona roi, properly, understanding what we've just said, hayri lo kizrikas chisun l'kol hayaslim shivola b'yom zeh. It's like a vaccination, it's like an injection against all the problems and suffering that's going to come to him on this day. He knows that everything that's happening today is all for his eternal benefit. Chofetz Chaim once gave an announcement that he was giving a shiur at 12 o'clock at night in the Beis Midrash. 12 o'clock at night, called the shiur. And the Holy Bratton was there. Yeah, he got up and he just said this bracha and he went away. The same neshama that you got now, he said, is the one they're going to take away and give you back. You're not getting another neshama. This is the neshama that you have now. 3 minutes was all over. No one ever forgot that shmuz of the Chofetz Chaim. Yeah, you call a shmuz for 12 o'clock at night, people remember the shmuz. Normal shmuz is 12:30. You have a shmuz, you know? Yeah, the shmuz, I have a shmuz, you know? I've been yeshiva 5 years, the most I've heard. 300 shmuzim, you know, they're all one big blur. Yeah? You call a shmuz at 12 o'clock at night. Guys remember the shmuz. This is the shmuz he gave. Yo, for this one.
If one doesn't have really any reason to be.
Where on what we said, yeah, is your question.
Okay, so, let me mention that when you keep this in mind, there's no room to be sad or upset. This in mind, you see your.
No, we didn't say there's no reason to be sad. We said there's no reason to be depressed or to give up hope.
Depressed.
Okay, so there's time to be sad. There's, you know, Kohelet says, you know, there's a time to weep, there's a time to laugh. No, person sometimes has to be sad.
When Hashem takes our soul away and gives us back our Hashem in the future time, in Olam Haba, we know, according to different sources, that not everyone's going to be worthy of that. Olam Haba, resurrection of the dead, you have to earn it. So the fact that we read it is the potential that we have. The fact that we are in a situation where we renew it every day is the fact that we still have the potential for that. Doesn't mean to say we're going to have that. If we had that fact that says, if we had that fact that says, what are you doing with a mission that says, one question, there's a mission that says, call you, so Yeshem Chelek Olam Haba.
Okay, so every year's got a chalek in there.
There's lots of different things. Really.
Whatever you want to do, but every year's going where he's going to go. I got another kasha, right? Another kasha. It says that the Maharal brings us down. It's a midrash. It says that a Kol Bochu's crown is not complete until every Jew, which is a diamond in that crown, is there. Like the Sefer Torah. The whole Sefer Torah is possible until every year, which is an oath in that Sefer Torah, comes in the Sefer Torah. So if one yid doesn't make it, it means the whole of Klal Yisrael is possible. You think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to let something like that happen? There's plenty of rise from the Rambam that every yid's going where he's going to go. The only question is how are you going to get there? The suffering I'm going through now is ensuring that I'm going to make it.
We read about the aisle and the two parts. So that's something that...
How are you going to get there? That's your choice. But you're going to get there at the end of the day, no matter what. Kol Klal Yisrael is going to do tshuva. Because Mashiach is not going to come until everyone does tshuva. That you have a guarantee. Mashiach will not come until every yid does tshuva. How's every yid going to do tshuva? Either they'll do it or they'll do it. The question is how. Hashem says, if they don't do it and I need to bring Mashiach, we're getting to the end of the day, they're going to bring Mashiach, I'll raise a very cruel king over them. Who does it use? As a marshal, Kahaman Arasha, I'll raise a cruel king over them, and he'll make sure they do tshuva. And if you want to know what a cruel king's going to look like, just remember Hitler, Machshmai never got the Jews to do tshuva. Got it? There's going to be somebody a little bit more demanding, but you're going to do tshuva one way or another. There are two paths to Mashiach coming. Either Klal Yisrael will do tshuva, or they'll do tshuva. There's no way they're going to forget that. there's no way they're going to prevent it. And the question is, do we go the high road or the low road? The same with the Lama Ba. There's a thing called Gehenna, there's a thing called Gehenna, there's a thing called this, there's a thing called... Plenty ways, a Kodesh Baruch Hu is a good businessman. This business is going to succeed. Every Jew, Kornfeld brought the Bach, there's a Bach in Hilchas Birch Vashocha. It's a Maidika Bach, every Jew should know this. Every Jewish Neshama is Kodesh V'Tahor. We have a Yetzer Hara. The Ben Hashem removes the Yetzer Hara, you'll see every year the worst Jew possible, okay? You'll see how beautiful the Neshama he is. Everyone's going where they're going to go at the end of the day. Are you worried that you're not going to go and say, yeah, it's for fun, do tshuva.
Right, because we...
But do tshuva, so what's your kasha?
Okay,
you open up Mesilas Yisharim. Who says you have any shaykhs to Mesilas Yisharim? Who says you're the audience for the Mesilas Yisharim? Who says you understood what the Mesilas Yisharim says? No, I'm being serious. When I open up the Mesilas Yisharim, I have one big kasha. Who did he have in mind who's going to read the Sefer?
Well, this happened the first thing.
Wasn't me. He didn't have me in mind. I'm the audience for the Mesilas Yisharim. One day, Bezrat Hashem, I hope I'll be the audience for the Mesilas Yisharim. Yeah? One day, maybe I'll understand Ma Chavosa Balama. I'll get out of that first line. I got stuck there. I never got out of that one. I'm still trying to find out what I'm living for. I've got a bigger problem. There's another shtick Mesilas Yisharim that gives me even a bigger headache. The Mesilas Yisharim says that in this world, the Taskir is Lis'an Egel Hashem. We're in this world to take pleasure from Hashem. That's what Mesilas Yisharim says in this world. I know everybody learns it different. But Rav Volbi and Rav Noach and myself all learn it a bit differently. I've got Rav Volbi to rely on, so I can say it now. If you learn, you see how Rav Volbi learns Pshat? What's the purpose of a person in this world? Lis'an Egel Hashem, ulahano is Mizim Shchinosoi. Lis'an Egel Hashem is one thing. L'hano is miziv shchinosoi, and to radiate and bask in the glory of his radiance of his shchina. Yeah? And then the Mesilas Yisharim goes on and says, but where's the real place for this? Is in Olam Haba. And yeah, it's to do the mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs in order to earn that, right?
All of them, right.
Yeah, except the Mesilas Yisharim switches into singular. He mentions two reasons why we're living, what the purpose of life is, and he says, but the real place for this, he doesn't say for these, he says for this. So Volbi's Madaik, as you can be the Mesilas Yisharim, you can dike him like a Rishon. The Vilna Gaon already said that. Vilna Gaon said he managed to get to the 8th chapter of Mesilas Yisharim and didn't find one word unnecessary. Because you can medite the Mesilas Yisharim like a Rishon. He says that in the singular. He says, Rav Volbi, Lahanis Mizim Shchinosa, he's talking about Olam Haba. That you're getting Olam Haba. What's Lis'an Egel Hashem? That's in this world. But it has to be Lis'an Egel Hashem in this world. You try to do that. Forget about Chesam Meisim, forget about Mitzvahs, forget anything. Just to take pleasure from Hashem in this world. Chocolate bars, I understand, yeah. Lis'an Egel Hashem? I don't understand the Mesilas Yisharim. I don't understand what he's talking about. Ma'a chavosu ba'olamai. How'd you get out of that? How'd you get out of that line? I walk around the whole day thinking, ma'a chavosu ba'olamai, what am I living for?
So that is now in somewhat in opposition to this. On one hand, you've got this great vision of...
What?
Of,
what he's saying is pure Ramchal. This is exactly this, what's being said. Yeah, it's Derech Hashem, Ramchal, Mefurish. And I'll prove it to you. Because the Ramchal goes with the Shittas Ramban that holds that Olam Haba is Tchias HaMaisim. If you don't have the Rambam, you've got a big kasha here. Because Rambam says a thing called Tchias HaMaisim, not everyone's going to Tchias HaMaisim. Then afterwards, there's a thing called Olam Haba, and everyone's going to Olam Haba. Yeah? So then you're right. If you're learning this, according to the Rambam, you've got a problem. Not everyone's going to be a Tchias HaMaisim. Yeah? So what's this animame? But you learn like the Ramchal, which is the way he's learning, who learns the Shittas Ramban, that Olam Haba, he called Tchias HaMaisim, so there's no problem. Because every Jew, yes, Chaylok Olam Haba. And that's who he's learning. He's learning Shittas Ramban, because this is Derech Hashem. Ah, the Mishnah goes on to say, Yeshem ain't Chaylok Olam Haba. I can be said that. There's a few extreme cases or whatever. But even those, by the way, even those the Chofetz Chaim says will eventually get there. It's just a very long journey for them. But they will eventually get there. There are a few extreme, you know, Menashe, Rosh, there's a whole discussion whether he has a chaylik in Olam Haba even after Hashem was. But we're not talking about, there's no one in this room that's Menashe, I promise you. Maybe I don't know. I don't know. Speak for yourself. Sure. And Achilami, that's, yo. I'm finished.